And now, your lesson C story. Getting to work. That evening, after dinner, Tim and Gabriella were very happy in their hearts. Tim had a job. Suddenly, everything was wonderful now. "Not so fast," said Nina. That summer night, they were all sitting on the front steps of Tim's mother's house, where he lived. Nina lived close by and came over for dinner. "My young brother needs to know a few things," Nina said. "First, we find out where that address is." They listened to Nina. She was speaking from experience. She had been working for 7 years and was now an assistant manager in an art materials store. "I know where that is." Tim waved the letter they had given him. "I have the address right here." "You don't want to drop the ball on this one," Nina said. "Not your first day. You better believe they will be watching you. Now, how do you get there?" "On a sailboat," Tim said. Nina's look was like ice. Okay, said Tim. "I'll take the bus." Nina was persistent. "Which bus?" "Hey, what's the reason that you're presenting these heavy questions now?" "This is your general job training," said Nina. "I want you to take the bus there tomorrow." Tim held his arms out wide in an open position. "But I don't go to work till Monday." Gabriella pulled his arm. "She has a good idea. I'll go with you." Nina stood squarely in front of them. "Then you'll both leave at 6 tomorrow morning like I do." "Hey, that's too early," Tim said, annoyed with the subject. "It's just a bus ride." "You know," Nina said, "I give jobs to people in my store. Then I watch to see when they come in the first day. The ones who do a dance about how the bus is late do not usually do well on the job. It always happens. It represents that they are not going to be good." Gabriella pulled on Tim's arm again. "I'll pick him up at 6, she said to Nina, to settle the matter. Each woman knew the other's thinking. The next morning, Tim's mother made him eggs for breakfast at 5. Gabriella came early, so they left right at 6. The bus came at 6:15. It was not the right bus to go to the warehouse. The bus driver told them how to change buses downtown and gave them pieces of paper so they could transfer to the next bus. "I don't like the length of this ride," Tim said, looking out the window and counting the streets. It was 7 o'clock, and they hunted in the forest of buildings for their next bus stop among circles of people waiting for buses. That included a lot of people who were talking on their varied cells. The engine on the bus they wanted was starting up, and they raced for the bus. "Okay, we're here," said Tim as they got off the bus in a place that had many warehouses. "Not yet," said Gabriella. "We must find the right building." They looked at all the numbers on the many warehouses and found the right one. "Okay, now we're here," said Tim. "Not yet," said Gabriella. "We must look around to find the right way in." The next Monday morning, Tim took those same buses to work. He was a little early. His new manager, Jerry, came out from behind a room divider and greeted him. "Did you have any problems finding the place?" Jerry asked. "No, it was easy." "Did you find a place to park?" "I took the bus." "Okay, well, I'll orient you to the warehouse," Jerry said. "It looks like the other person is not here yet." 40 minutes later, the other new person, Fabian, walked in. He did a little dance from one foot to the other and said his bus was late. Jerry said that was okay this time, but it really wasn't. And here are your words from story C. Among, annoy, arm, art, assistant, ball, believe, breakfast, brother, cell, circle, count, dance, divide, drop, egg, engine, forest, general, greet, heart, heavy, hay, hunt, ice, include, length, manager, material, matter, orient, park, persist, pick, position, present, race, reason, represent, ride, sail, settle, speak, square, store, subject, sudden, summer, train, transfer, vary, wave, wide, window. Thank you.